welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Keys of the Kingdom. I'm Brother Gregory, and we're going to talk about the kingdom of God. And we're going to talk about today some of the problems with this modern freedom movement. Now, if you go back to ancient Israel when it was in captivity in the bondage of Egypt, very parallel time to our own, and even to the time of the Hasmonean Empire in Judea, before the rise of Christianity through Christ, and in those early days as Rome moved from a republic to an empire and still maintained the name of a republic, but it was truly an empire. All the power was now vested in the hands of the government and the people were subjects. They had done this very cleverly through systems of Corban, offering free grain in exchange for your labor and your allegiance. That was what they did back in Egypt. It was free bread and circuses in Rome. And, of course, Herod had followed much of that same path and procedure, offering a system of Corban that made the word of God to none effect. Same thing going on today, and we are back in the same boat. So to get back to where we should be, we need to navigate according to the ways of Christ, according to the ways of the prophets, Abraham, Moses, according to the ways of Noah. Unfortunately, most people didn't follow Noah. Most people didn't follow Abraham or Moses. Even Christ only had about 5% of the Roman Empire, yet the influence of Christianity on the Roman Empire was staggering. They faltered, they persecuted, they tried to do everything, but eventually they tried to emulate Christianity under Constantine. He didn't do a very good job, and he actually created an apostate church that moved people away from Christ and the ways of Christ. But of course, apathy is and sloth is one of the devil's greatest allies, and that brought the whole world back into a vulnerable state where they were able to destroy what was the kingdom of God. They didn't do it overnight. It took a long period of time. There was an Inquisition. There was armies marching through valley after valley. And anybody who did not submit to this new authoritarian coercive church and the kings that supported it and the kings it crowned was stomped out. Christ came to bring us liberty under God. The kingdom of God, that's what it is. It's the right to be ruled by God rather than by other men like Cain, Nimrod, and Babylon in general. How do we get back to that? You just fill out a few papers and then boom, wham, slam, you're in the kingdom of God? No, absolutely not. The kingdom of God is actually within you. I was on the road yesterday for about 10 hours, 12 hours, and I listened to a few radio broadcasts of Bible teachers, theologians, ministers. And I'm astounded at how much they have missed the mark. And, of course, we know they missed the mark because we would not be back in the bondage of Egypt if they were actually preaching the gospel of kingdom and the liberty under Christ. But they haven't been preaching that for a long time. They've been deluded with their little religions, and Christianity has become a movement of self-righteousness where, you know, if you join my church, then you know God. If you join my church, then you got the truth. You're saved. And if you're not in my church, then you're not saved. You can't even have communion in my church because you're in this other church that doesn't know what it's doing. That's a self-righteous approach, completely self-righteous. Christ was out there preaching to Samaritans who weren't any part of Judea and calling the guys who thought they were the Orthodox Church and the servants and children of God, he's calling them a bunch of whited sepulchers. I'm afraid that if he was back today, he would be saying the same thing to most of these ministers, both the ones that speak real strong about liberty and those that are the mamby-pamby, sweaty-palm ministers who are so full of sugar, what one author on News of Views called Christian diabetics, I think he called it, where they're just so sweet. But in reality is while they're being so sweet and talking about love and being kind to each other, they've actually delivered all the people of their congregation back into the bondage of Egypt, something that God said we were never to return to. Because that's where everybody in America, everybody in the United States is. They've gone back to the bondage of Egypt. Now, you can't get out of Egypt just by filling out papers and rescinding your contracts with Pharaoh. You're in Egypt. Got it? Write it down. Memorize it. You're actually in a worse bondage. If you were in Egypt, you would only owe 20% of what you earned in income tax, just the same as it was back in the days of Pharaoh, the rulership that Moses freed the people from because God sent him there to free them from that and told them never to return to that. But here we are back in that same bondage maybe 2-3 times that much. Now, I'll admit that during the bondage of Egypt through crafts of state, that burden became greater and greater than 20% because they had a lot of other hidden taxes, you know. They'd have the income tax of 20%, plus they would have, sales taxes and imports and excise and all these other fees because the government needed more and more money, and it oppressed the people more and more, and it created police forces that, you know, beat the people and drafted the people and forced the people. And, of course, the reason they're able to do that is because a large number of the people have that same spirit of force, that bestial spirit, that spirit of Cain, where they're going to bludgeon their neighbor if their neighbor doesn't do things the way they ought to do it. You see that with a number of the protesters in Egypt are beating up reporters, actually shot one. Why? A reporter? You know, a guy who's out there just getting the news? You beat him up? I saw one instance on a video where they were threatening and eventually smashed the car in and everything of a woman reporter. He was actually either very stupid or very brave or maybe a little of both, confronting these mobs. And they were on national TV where they could say what their beef was, and they were saying, "We hate you, we want you out of here." You know, there was their chance to speak their mind about what they think is important. There was a reporter willing to report it to the rest of the world. And then all they could do is, you know, kick the car and yell and scream. Now, of course, I'm sure all the protesters aren't that stupid, but there's certainly a great deal of foolishness in the minds of men. They're not really interested in the truth. They're interested in self-righteousness. They're right. You're wrong. They hate you. They'll kick you. They'll hit you. They'll beat you because you don't agree with them. And that's Cain. That's Nimrod. That's Caesar. That's Pharaoh. That's the beast. And that's in the people. Now, do you really want those people who kick in the doors of reporters and smash their windows to be the new rulers or even electing the new rulers of that country? Oh, I wouldn't want to be in that country if they were in charge. But the reality is that the problem isn't the fact that those people are around. It's the fact that people are electing rulers at all. That they're. I heard another preacher up in Montana the other day talking about Romans 13. He doesn't even understand the simplest of the Greek, but he's gone to seminary and he has a desire for freedom for the people, and he's talking about Romans 13 and civil government and God put it there, and God didn't put it there. Actually, they did. And he's talking that what he wants the government to do is leave the people alone. Well, the fact is, he's on Social Security. He's collecting money from the government. It's not the money he paid in. That's already been spent on the people who needed help when he was a young man and working. He's now wanting the people who are working today to pay for his retirement, because that's the way it works. It's not a deposit. It's not an insurance you pay in and then you get back. It's an insurance you pay in a sense, for the people who needed help at that time. That's your offering on the altar of those civil governments. That is the way in which you take care of your widows and orphans. That is your religion. And now he wants to be left alone. But the reality is he has the same government he wants to leave him alone out collecting money with a gun to make sure that he has enough Social Security benefits. You see, you can't have it both ways. You see, you want them to leave you alone, but you want a check every month. And it's just not going to happen. Now, I know a lot of you can't do without Social Security, and I'm not telling you to get out of the Social Security Administration system. You can't really do it anyway. You go rescind the number. What the heck is that? It's not your number. You're an asset. You're a surety for that debt. You're rescinding your suretyship in that debt. you can't do that. They have a responsibility to make sure you keep paying, because that was the deal from the beginning. You signed up a bad contract. You signed up with the Pharaoh. The Pharaoh gets to take a percentage, and you didn't even have ceiling limits like God said, 20%, one-fifth. You didn't have that ceiling limit. They still have it in Egypt. It's been that way ever since. But it is. We didn't have the same contract in the United States or Australia or England, and they can take quite a bit more. They can take your sons and daughters. They can make their instruments of war. They can make your sons and daughters run before their chariots. Why? And they tell you in Samuel, because you rejected God. So now what's the solution? Well, Christ gave you the solution. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness. So what are we going to talk about in the next 15 minutes? What do we need to know? There are a lot of other people out there telling you, oh, all you have to do is rescind these documents. All you have to do is file these papers. All you have to do is join our free republic and sign this paper. And that's what we talked about last week a little bit on First Amendment Radio, which is where we go right after this. And that is really all those solutions by themselves, and some of them even not by themselves, are disaster waiting to happen. I've been seeking the answers for, 50 years now. I've been struggling with, what is Christ saying? What was the solution? He was giving us both a spiritual and temporal solution. What was it? How did it work? And we've got it down pretty good now. We've got it explained in a number of books, about 5 books. We approach it. I actually have 6 or 7 books. I just can't get the time to finish it. If you support this ministry so that I don't have to go out and work 14 hours a day, I'll get those other books finished. I can't do the 20-hour days I used to do, at least not too many of them in a row. But the fact is that we've hit on the solution. And we've done this because we told God, nailed down out on the desert here, and said, I don't know what the solution is. You have to show me. And he did. He was true to his word. He showed us. And okay, but then I had another question. How do I show other people this? Well, I had to write. I had to speak. And that's what we've done. And over the last 10, 12, 15 years, we have brought this message to a lot of people, and they said, oh, no, but what about this? And so here comes another book, Romans 13. So we got the book, The Higher Liberty. And the preacher who was preaching in Montana there, who used to be in Florida, should read that book and find out where he has been misled by his seminary training. The answer to Romans 13 is very easy, very simple. And we go through it in audios and videos and in an entire book. He's still a little bit in love with the Constitution, as if the Constitution was his salvation. And, of course, it is not. It was not what made this country great. It was an interesting document. It had some great ideas, and it was put together by some pretty decent guys who made a few mistakes. And these mistakes were pointed out at the time by other men who saw they were mistakes. And even some of the authors, like Madison, admitted that this is a mistake, but this is all we got right now, and we need something right now. Maybe he just didn't have enough faith. Maybe that was the course that society had to take because the people hadn't changed enough. Well, the problem is, over the last 200 years, the people have gotten worse. And they've gotten worse because they have taken that document, an organic document, and moved in another direction. And the wicked have taken that document down a road that has allowed, because there were allowances in that document to do certain things, your power to contract, that was able to take the people who'd failed to retain their rights, as it talks about in 9 and 10 of the amendments. Most people don't realize that the Bill of Rights, that wasn't for you, the average individual in America at the time. That was for the men who became employees of the federal government, senators, congressmen. They knew that they were going to move. They weren't flying back and forth for the weekend. they were going to move to this Washington, D.C. and live in this other country, literally an other state almost, this other government that was outside of the states performing particular functions for all the states who were still as independent as Mexico is to Canada. That's the law. I mean, that's right in Clark's Summary of U.S. American Law. And they wanted to make sure that their rights were maintained. And so they applied for this Bill of Rights, and it was warned that if we make this list, that people will think that this somehow is itemizing their rights. No. No, this was about the rights of those who were becoming a part of the United States, because the people in America, in the individual American republics, they weren't a party to the Constitution. Okay? That's very important that you realize that. And that's well ruled in Supreme Court rulings back in those days, that the people were not a party to it. It was never put to their vote. They were not participating to it. So somehow or other today, everybody thinks that, oh, we're a party to the Constitution. Well, actually, they are now. And not just to the original Constitution, but all the other subsequent acts. But back then, Americans were still free in republics, and they were not a party to the Constitution. They were not members of an indirect democracy. They were living in individual republics. And most people have no idea what that means. And that's why we've written the Covenants of the Gods and Contracts, Constitutions, and Covenants, or Contracts, Covenants, and Constitutions. I get that all mixed up. So you can look up it in about any order. You can still find the website. But the thing is, the reason you get it mixed up is because it's all the same. There aren't any difference. And God said, thou shalt make no covenants. So now we got guys coming along preaching to restore the republic, and they have no concept of what a republic is. They really don't. They are extremely confused as to what a republic is, and they got people signing a document that is a one-way ticket to jail. Now, nobody's probably going to arrest them this week, but this will come back and bite them. Now, I told that to a guy, you know, 15 years ago. He was filling out a check with, cashed under or endorsed under threat, duress, and coercion, you know, and everything. He was going to cash his check, and I said, don't do that, you know, UCC, all this stuff. I said, don't do that. That will come back and bite you. He lost everything, because of that one check. And a lot of the other stuff he did was right. But because of that check and cashing with this little rubber stamp that he had made up, I told him, don't do this. It will come back and bite you. And that, well, those are prophetic words. So I'll give you prophetic words now. You sign this stuff with Restore the Republic, these documents that we've talked about last week on First Amendment Radio. We didn't record the show. The machine didn't work. But it's recorded at the radio station, so you can go to that radio station and, you know, pay a few bucks, and they'll let you download last week's show. And this week we're going to talk about it some more. But you have to realize that that will come back and bite you. That is very dangerous to be signing those. Get away from these. Get away from these other guys. There was a Living Way guy out there claiming he has this property off the tax rolls for 10 years. He hadn't paid taxes on it. Well, we called them up. We called up the county, and we got the parcel, and we said, what about this property? Is the taxes paid on it? Yeah, every year. His dad pays it, comes in and pays it. We had another guy who was in Pennsylvania doing the same thing, sold $100,000 or more in land patent packages, you know, $150, $200. I don't remember what it was. I think some, at one time they were like $600, $700, these land packages, and for land patents. I haven't paid taxes on my property. His mom paid it every year. We just did just a few phone calls, you know, got a hold of the county record. Yep, mom comes in every year, pays the taxes, and he's selling these land patent deals on the basis. Now, you think when we went and exposed this and told people, doing this little bit of investigation because we actually care about people, that we would be, you know, praised for our thoroughness and diligence? No. No, they were mad at us. Everybody was mad at us. They were putting on seminars, $200 a seat at these seminars. And you think, oh, well, boy, you saved me $200. I ain't going to listen to that guy. He's a liar. You know, he's deceiving everybody. Thank you. No, put on the seminar anyway. Because he has good information. Who says he has good information? He's a liar. Write that down. Stay away from him. So, and here we're about to go through 30 states, a tour all over the country, and we're not planning on charging a dime. Now, some of the local guys may have to charge something for a hall that they rent or whatever. I don't know. We're going to go there donations only. You can sit there and not give us a dime. And you can hear the whole thing, and you will hear through. I couldn't believe this one guy, and I'm mentioning name here. He was selling a CD. He wrote on him, made him copy just in a regular, you know, no picture on him, nothing, you know, very amateurishly done. All the CDs were phone calls on, like, these talk show deals recorded. Some of the recordings were so bad you couldn't even hear the people. And, you know, a couple hours here, a couple hours there, two CDs. And he wrote on one, hand-wrote it, high school, next one, college. And he sold those for $600. We've got 10 times more information, 100 times better information, 1,000 times better information, because there aren't any lies in it. And it's available to download for free on the net. Not charging you anything. I know a guy who paid $600 to this guy to get this. No, another guy paid, I think, either $600 or $300 and was going to go on the phone calls because he had this, you know, unlimited access to more of these silly phone calls. And he started asking I gave him a couple questions. Well, ask him about this, ask him about that. He asked him a couple of questions. Boom. Suddenly he's banned from the phone calls. You guys are being taken every day by these charlatans. And we expose it, and then you just go off and get taken again. You're going to have to wise up. You're going to have to look at the big picture, the whole picture, and start gathering together with people who actually care about you and are not going to lie to you and are not saying, you give me $500, you give me $700, you give me $10,000, and I'll give you. I've seen guys selling packets for churches for $9,000 to set their church up. I got one of those packets in here. It isn't worth $9. It isn't worth $9. Everything we do for free is donation only. Everything we have, almost everything, not everything, of course, we can't put everything up there on the net, is up on the net for free. Yeah, you can't find all of it just by going there. People want, oh, I thought you just had a template. You know, that when they start a church, they don't pay a dime. That we file all the papers, they don't pay a dime. We seal them, we mail stuff back to them, they don't pay a dime. And then they say, well, now we're buying a property, don't you have a template that you can put into the contracts and all this kind of stuff? And we say, well, no, it's not that simple. We got to know who you are and what you're a part of, and if you're a part of us. They haven't done anything with the network since then. They just want a free ride. We got another guy saying they're a church. They're actually robbing widows and orphans, and we have an investigation going on about that. We're going to expose them if we can get the people. It's interesting, the people that we went to get some of this information, you say, give us documents so we can take this and prevent other people from being robbed. They, never got around to it. Never got around. Oh, yeah, I was going to do that, but I had to go do this instead. You know, they don't care about their neighbor as much as they care about themselves. When they need help, hey, sorry, I don't have time for people who don't have time. I'm not looking for wait a minute men. I'm looking for minute men for Christ, people who show up, people who care. And Christ was looking for the same. The ones who had all these excuses, I had to go do this, I had to go do that. Well, you go do that. You're just a bunch of foolish virgins. And this is tough love. I'm telling you, you got to get involved. You got to participate. You got to be a part of the solution, because your sloth is the problem. Your avarice is the problem. Your gullibility is the problem. We're not here to tickle your ears. We're here to kick you in the hind end so that you get your act together. And we'll do it gently. We won't actually kick you. But we're going to tell you the truth, and if the truth hurts, get used to it. The solution is Christ, and that's Christ in you. Not in your head, but in your head and your heart. and in there, not because I tell you what he looks like, but because you've actually searched your soul and discovered what he looks like. It's not about saving yourself. It's about saving others equally to yourself. And if you want to be a minister, you have to care about others even more than yourself, because that's the way Christ loved the church. Love them as I have loved you. Give your life for them. They only have to love each other as much as they love themselves, 50-50. But the ministers have to love them more. Now, I'm not going to say you have to start out that way, but you have to start in that. So we're going to start on First Amendment Radio in the next few minutes. And so you're going to hear the music coming on here, hopefully, if I push the right button this time. And we're going to talk about the charlatans in sheep's clothing that are dragging people off into the wilderness, as they did both in the time of Egypt and at the time of Christ, and got thousands of people killed. So join us on First Amendment Radio. Join us on that network. Join us on that Living Network and become a part of the solution. That's an original idea. Until then, God bless you.
You have been listening to The Keys of the Kingdom with Brother Gregory of His Holy Church. For more information on the educational ministry provided by His Holy Church and Brother Gregory, including services, counseling, lectures, books, and other audio materials, please write to His Church at Summer Lake, Box 10, Summer Lake, Oregon, 97640. You can also find us on the web at www.hisholychurch.net.